Good morning, His Tabernacle. How are you guys doing today? It's a beautiful day in upstate New York. It's not even that cold. Hallelujah. December and no snow. So this morning, we're going to start off with baptisms. We do baptisms every quarter. And I just want to encourage you real quick. There's cameras. Please don't walk in front of the cameras. We want to capture this moment for people to be able to watch and see and show their families. You can take your own pictures, you can get up close, but please just stay out of the way of the cameras as we celebrate what Jesus has done in people's lives, how He's touched them and changed them, and how they profess that even this morning. Let's pray together as we get into worship. You just want to grab the person's hand next to you. We're going to agree in prayer that God's going to move this morning. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You that You have a mighty plan for us today. We thank You that we can celebrate our family members who are going to be baptized today, that You've done a mighty work in their lives. And we pray it won't just stop with them, but we'll continue to see increase. We'll continue to see people saved and set free and launch forward on their God-given destiny. So this morning, Father, I pray that You continue to reveal Yourself to us, to show Yourself to us in a real and mighty way, because that's who You are. Just as David said, but Lord, he said, I'll seek You in a dry and weary place, that I'll see Your power and Your might. So thank You, Father, for revealing Yourself this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you agree with it, you're excited about Him, can I hear an amen from the back to the front? Amen.
Or can I see you guys clap your hands?
Yeah. it's gonna hold me back. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you.
Amazing love.
Amazing love. How can it be?
You gave everything.
You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me.
Everything.
God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. If our God is for us, then who could ever stop us?
And if our God is with us,
then what could stand against?
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us?
And if our God is with us,
then what could stand against?
And if our God is for us,
then who could ever stop us?
And if our God is with us, then what could stand against?
If our God is for us,
then who could ever stop us?
Yeah. give a praise to Jesus right now. Go ahead. Somebody clap. Somebody shout out the name of Jesus. He just set some people free in this place. Come on, you can do more than that. Thank you, Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Come on, sing that out.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up, rising up.
There's an army rising up.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Yeah. How many of you are glad you're free this morning? Now listen, if you're not free, this is the place to get free. That's where the presence of the Lord is. Where the presence of the Lord is, there's freedom. Amen? The Bible declares that he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Some of you are carrying around burdens you don't need to carry. Some of you are carrying around wounds you don't need to carry. God will heal them. He heals the brokenhearted. Some of you deal with things in your mind and you just can't seem to quiet yourself. And the Lord will teach you. He'll train you by the Holy Ghost how to bring your thoughts into subjection. Amen? So you see, today is a day of freedom. You don't have to be bound to anything. Can I hear an amen? Shout, I'm free. I can't hear you. I said, I'm free. Come on, let God have praise. Shout, I'm free. Now tell the devil, get away, I'm free. Amen. See, if you're free, you got a reason to shout. Amen. When you're not able to shout, there's something holding you back. Well, you know, I'm just reserved. We know that's a lie. I've seen you yell at your husband. I've heard you yell at your kids. In fact, if I took you out in the middle of a pond and you couldn't swim and I threw you overboard, I doubt you'd go, help me, please help me. You'd be screaming from the top of your lungs, help, somebody help me. You see, when you got a reason to shout, it bubbles up and just bursts through you. And if you've been washed by the blood of Jesus, you got a reason to shout, amen? Shout, I'm free! Some of you have never shouted a day in your life. I'm just so timid. Come on now, I want you to shout. If you've never shouted, I want you to shout. And if you're a person that has shouted, I want you to shout the loudest you've ever shouted. Shout it out loud, I'm free! Now, my wife yells louder than that at the children. One more time, I'm free! Amen. On your way back to your chair, make sure you tell 5 or 6 folks, go to people you don't know first and say, I'm free in Jesus' name.
Hey, all you oldies but goodies, guess what we got coming up? We have senior breakfast happening December 11th. It's a Monday, right at Cracker Barrel at 9 a.m. So if you are over the age of 50, you are invited to join the pastors for senior breakfast. So make sure you're there. Again, Cracker Barrel, 9 a.m., Monday, December 11th. We'll see you there.
Oh, Christmas tree, it's her.
Fan topic.
Okie doke, sorry about that. Listen, we have our normal Christmas Eve services coming up, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. We're having our Christmas production called Keep Christ in Christmas with a live nativity scene where we get to play with those aminals. Anyway, so make sure you're inviting your friends and your family to come out to our Christmas Eve services. Again, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., just normal Sunday service. And then Christmas Eve night at 7 p.m., we're having our candlelight service. So make sure you're inviting. Oh, I want to one out. Invite your friends, invite your family. Make sure you're here.
All right, Randy, we should probably figure out what our next Awaken Monthly is going to be.
Shouldn't we wait for Marcus?
Nah, it's okay.
Is he coming?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Since it's December, we should probably do something Christmas-themed. Any ideas?
Ugly sweater party!
That's perfect!
We should also do Christmas karaoke. That, with the sweaters, would be amazing.
All right, so we have sweaters, karaoke, some other games. What else?
Well, since we usually do some sort of prize, how about $50 to the best sweater?
I like it.
What was that?
Good morning, His Tabernacle. How's everybody doing this morning? This is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in this. So come on, let's rejoice. Who is happy this morning? Amen, amen. Welcome to our 9 a.m. service. Live stream, want to welcome you guys as well. Thank you so much for joining us faithfully every single week. If this is your first time here, can we just see your hand? Just slip it up really awkwardly like this. Awesome. Keep that up. We have a gift for you guys. Come on, come on. Give it up for our first time guests. Thank you so much for coming to worship with us on this Baptism Sunday, where lives were changed, transformed, and renewed. As you guys can see, Pastor Rhonda is not here today. She is tearing it up in South Africa. We are so excited that the anointing on this house can go across continents and oceans. And we believe that she had a phenomenal time. Was it Saturday? And there was a phenomenal turnout. People are being touched, not just here, but also overseas with her message from heaven, no more hurt. So we're just so thankful for that. Come on, let's give it up for our First Lady. Amen, amen. So you all have your bulletins that is just jam-packed with what's going on. Who is excited for this Christmas season, this holiday season? I love gifts, so I'm excited as well. So are my kids. I want to just go over with you just a few important dates as we end out the rest of this year. December 24th, in addition to our 9 a.m. and our 11 a.m. service, as Pastor Dan said, we have a 7 p.m. candlelight service. So you do not want to miss that. December 31st, at 7 p.m., we're going to have a New Year's Eve service, all right? You guys want to make sure you guys are here. Pastor's going to be anointing everyone. There's no greater way to go into 2018 by the man of God, so get excited for that. So put that into your calendars, December 31st. And then also, I know it's a month out, but I love to pray. So January 8th through the 11th, we're going to have a week of fasting and prayer, spearheaded by Pastor Andre and the prayer team. It's going to be absolutely powerful every night from 7 to 8 p.m. But this year, we have in mind for all you that work second shift or third shift, we're going to have a 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. service just for you as well, Monday through Thursday. So we're so excited for that. Again, that's January 8th through the 11th. Amen? So let's welcome up Pastor Spencer.
Praise the Lord. My wife, she's just doing phenomenal things over there in South Africa, and we miss her. I miss her breakfasts. I just can't believe the amount of barraging I got you from you all because I didn't have greens on my plate. This morning it's time for giving, and I'm just excited. I was. How many of you know we have tremendous oversight in our church? Brother Ted Shuttlesworth is one of our oversights with Bishop Rick Thomas. And they were sharing with me last night. I was talking with Brother Ted till about 11:30 and actually had to tell him I was going to bed. And but he was sharing something with me that I just want to share with you real quickly. I hit the wrong button. I hate when I hit the wrong button. There we go. There's a verse in Amos chapter 9. And Brother Ted was telling me he's been fasting. He fasts and prays almost the entire month of December. And God gives him what he's going to do for the new year. Now, I've been ministering and have been in relationship with Brother Ted Shuttlesworth since 1987. And he has been overseeing us since 2002. Now, in all these years, whatever he has spoken prophetically has always come true. I have yet once, not even once, seen a prophetic word that has come from him from this season in time where he is, where he's fasting and praying, where God hasn't done it. So I'm very excited this morning to share with you what God has already been speaking to him about 2018. Why? Because I think it's exciting. I love hearing what God is going to do in people's lives, and I love what he's going to do in our life. Amen? He said 2018 is going to be a year of extreme favor. Yeah, no, really. I love favor. How many of you have experienced the favor of God? But man, extreme favor. And he said the verse that God has given him is found in Amos chapter 9, verse 13. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version. It says this: "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the one who gathers the harvest, and the one who treads the grapes shall overtake him who sows the seed. For the harvest continues until planting time." Which says this: you're not going to be able to plant fast enough where the harvest is already coming up behind you. And you're going to be overtaken. You're going to have to plant more seeds and more seeds. And I'm just so excited because so many of you already dedicated that you were going to sow. You were going to be a tither for 1 year. And I know God's moving in your life because there's no way to not be a tither and not see God move. Whenever you enter into the principles of the kingdom, you'll always see the benefits. And that is, God cannot lie. I said, God cannot lie. God can't lie. And he said, listen, if you tithe, I'm going to rebuke the devourer. If you tithe, I'm going to give you the open heaven. If you share in the increase, I am going to give you more than you could ever imagine. And I have yet to find anybody. You know, they actually have out there what's called a tithe challenge. And I was talking to a young man. He had brought it up. Another church was doing it. And I said, I won't do it. And the reason I don't want to do it is because I have no doubt in my mind that if you tithe, God's going to bless you. And in 2018, you don't want to miss it. Can I hear an amen? The Bible says if you tithe, he'll give you the open heaven. Now, one of the things that I really loved about John Evanzini, he said this: there are some folks that are already blessed, financially blessed. They have everything they need and everything they want. So why do they need an open heaven? Well, because when your baby's sick, you need an open heaven. Amen? When trials come, you need an open heaven. Man, tithing opens up the windows of heaven. So I just want to be a challenger to you this morning. If you dedicated to tithe 1 year, don't step back, especially during the Christmas season. Remember, this is our time to give to the Lord. So I want to encourage you. Don't allow 2018 to stumble. I don't know about you, but I started sowing last night some more. I was watching What's his name? Shuttlesworth. Jonathan. I was watching Jonathan Shuttlesworth last night. And he's in there and he's talking about sowing. And listen, you don't have to tell me a lot to sow because I know what it does. Say this with me. Perpetual seed produces perpetual harvest. I determined a long time ago that my harvest is never going to run out because I'm constantly seeding for the kingdom of God. Amen? So this morning, I'm excited as your pastor. My wife usually does this portion, and I always sit back there going, I would like to say something. This morning, I'm excited because I know what tithing does. And I know what seeding does. It will change you. It will change your finances. It will change your life. How do I know that? My life proves it. I've never not tithed. My mom and dad brought me up tithing. And I've never not tithed. Even when it came to a choice one day, I remember it. And I'll end with this. I remember one day when I was an evangelist, I'd run out of money. And I had to make a choice. Am I going to feed my 5-year-old, my 4-year-old, and my 2-year-old? Or am I going to tithe? And I said, God, this is where I'm going to prove you. And this is the only time in the scripture he says, prove me in this thing. I'm going to prove you, God, because if you don't come through, my babies are going to be without food. My babies will not have diapers. And I sat down that day, and my wife and I tithed in faith, and we declared, God, your word is truth. His name is Joe English, showed up at my house. I didn't tell anybody. Joe English showed up at my house with bags of groceries, milk, diapers, the right sizes, and he, praise the Lord, brought me a steak. Glory to God. God will always do more because that is his nature. He is an abundant God and one with extreme favor. So be one that will obey and follow through with the principles of God's word, and you will always find blessings will chase you down. Amen? Stand to your feet with me this morning. If you're a guest in the house, we usually bring our offering to the Lord. No one's going to shake you down in your chair. This is a free will thing. You got to want to give to God. Amen? So we always do a declaration of the word of the Lord over our life. Shout it out loud with me. If I obey, I'm blessed going in. And I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. And I'm blessed in my basket. Come on now, the blessings have chased me down. They ain't tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. I said I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering this morning. Make your declaration. Extreme favor for 2018. If you're watching by live stream, we want to encourage you. Giving doesn't stop because you're watching on there. This is where you can be a tither. You can text to give. You can see that right now online. Or you can go and you can send a check out. The address is right there, P.O. Box 189, Horsehead, New York. You know, I've been believing God that somebody by watching, in fact, the Holy Spirit told me that someone watching by television is going to give $1 million. He told me that 3 years ago. So I'm believing God, if you're watching today, that you're going to write a check for $1 million. God will bless you as you give.
My dreams fill up my heart.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. My wife and I do want to remind you, we have some books available for you. We have brand new rock solid faith books. Blue and red are in. We also have the book that it's called The Dis Factor that I wrote, I think it was 2 years ago. And that book there, many people think it's just for pastors. It's not just for pastors. Remember what the devil's desire is to put the dis in front of your courage. If you lose your courage, then you'll never fulfill God's destiny for your life. So the devil's constantly trying to put the dis in front. And then my wife's book out there is No More Hurt. That will be a phenomenal blessing. That is not for women. That is for everybody. How many of you know that you got to stop being hurt? Amen. My wife just sent me a photograph. She's watching from South Africa. Can you give her a shout this morning? Can you hear that, Rhonda? Now, Rhonda, stop texting me while I'm preaching. Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen? You know what I love about this season? And I'll be honest with you. I'm one of these Christmas carol freaks. I start listening to Christmas carols in July. If Sirius Radio, dear God, I thank God for Sirius. But if they aren't there, I've got my records with Christmas. Do I have Christmas records in there? I do have Christmas records. Jingle bells, jingle all the way, baby. You heard it this week running down the hallway. I know some people don't like Christmas music. I love Christmas music. I love this season. You know, and so Jesus is the reason. And we've become so commercialized. You know, everything is about buying this and buying that. And, you know, I love to buy gifts. And she's watching, so I can't say. But I had bought her a gift, and I just brought it back yesterday because I just feel too, what's the word? When everybody knows what you're going to do. Too predictable. So, Rhonda, no jewelry this year. Buy her jewelry every year. I'm not going to do it this year. I'm not going to be predictable. But I love giving gifts. If you looked online when I posted about today's message, I had Sophia on there. Because there's nothing more exciting than watching a brand new baby start ripping apart, you know, the Christmas present gifts. I love watching their faces. They beam. You know, Julian, he's a year, right? No, he's got a year in February. Huh? Right, February? I'm going to give him a box because he's not going to know the difference. But let me tell you, my granddaughter, who's now 3 years old, this week. That girl, she's already put in her Christmas list. She knows what she wants. What I love about it is I love watching their faces just explode with excitement as they're looking at the present. And many times, that's what Christmas has become. And that's a big part of it because God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, the greatest Christmas present we could ever have. But today I want to talk, in the next few weeks, I want to talk about Jesus and the factor of the season of giving that we're in. And you know, one of the greatest things that you and I can give is forgiveness. This must be a season of forgiveness. Now, this becomes a challenge because many times we don't think about this. We call it Jesus is the reason for the what? The season. This is the Christmas season. We're now beckoning on the door of the winter season. One thing that many people forget is that seasons change. Let me let that sit for a second. We look at some things and we always see them as opportunity. But the truth is that not everything is a constant opportunity. Not everything is something that will not cease. Seasons change. And the fact is that Jesus, when he died on that old rugged cross, when he rose again on the third day, he created what was called the season of forgiveness, where you and I can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Can I hear an amen? Where you and I, when we are filled with sin, we can call on him and he'll wash our sins away. He said, he who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. God so loved us, he gave his son. Why did he give his son? So that we wouldn't be condemned, but we would be saved by the washing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen, the greatest thing that we have on this planet today is the forgiveness of Jesus. But many people forget that even the things of God are seasonal. In the old covenant, when Adam and Eve were, on the planet, that was a season. Once they sinned, the season changed. And then we went into the season of the law, where animals were having to be sacrificed to cover the sins of the people. Innocence would always have to die. For without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin, the book of Hebrew declares. So here we now have a new season that came on, and that is that God sent his son Jesus to die on that cross for us. I don't know about you. This is the greatest season we have ever been in, and this planet has ever seen, except for the pre-fall of Adam and Eve. The first Adam brought death, but the second Adam, he brought life. You see, today we're sitting here in called the season of the church, or the season of forgiveness, where we have the opportunity and the privilege, as the Spirit of God draws us, to call on Christ, to have our sins washed away, to become new people. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What I love about this season is to realize something. You know, many religious institutions and churches, they preach a lot that God is just waiting up there to bash your head in with a big hammer because you're a sinner. And you know, the wages of sin is death. But what I love about this season is to really grasp a hold of this truth, that Jesus loves to forgive you. We've got to let that sit for a second. Jesus loves to forgive you. This is why he came. You know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, I just want to read that verse because it is so powerful. Hebrews 12, 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Who? Rhonda, stop texting me. Who for the joy, everybody shout joy, that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is what it is. The Bible says that Jesus counted it joy when he endured the cross. How could he do that? Because he knew that if he died on that cross, he knew that if his blood was shed, he knew that if you and I would all accept him, that he would love to wash our sins away. Some of you are carrying sins in your life that you feel that Christ cannot forgive you for. You've done things in the past that you believe that God will never let go. But I'm here to tell you, your Messiah, your Jesus, loves to forgive you. He can't wait to wash your sins away. He can't wait to make you new. He can't wait to restore you. This is what he loves to do. In fact, the verse for today is Matthew 1:21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. This is a great opportunity. Some of you today are sitting there and you look back on your past and you know you've got sin, man. In fact, you're sitting here today and conviction is on you. You're sitting there today and you know that if you die, you're not going to heaven. You're hoping you're going to go to heaven, but you're not sure you're going to go to heaven because you know there's sin in your life. You know you're not living right before the Lord. And in your heart, you're saying, but God can't accept me because of this and because of that. Listen, Jesus longs for you to call on him today. He longs to wash you in his blood today. He longs to call you son and daughter today. He longs to make you clean today. He longs to take away your guilt and shame. He loves to. And the greatest gift that you can receive is forgiveness. How many of you are glad Jesus forgave you? How many of you are pretty good mess before you ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins? And then everybody else is just a liar. Hallelujah. Man, this is the great part about Jesus, is learning how to receive his forgiveness. Receive his forgiveness. I believe God's doing that right now. Some of you just need to talk to him right now, right where you're at. You'll start to receive his forgiveness right now. You'll feel right now that lift off you. If you start asking him right now, you'll feel it lift right off, right in the service, right now, right where you're at, right by you're watching by live stream. You'll feel the forgiveness come right into your room, and you'll feel the shame dissipate. It's not just the season of forgiveness for you to receive from Jesus, but also the season for you to forgive yourself. I found that the hardest person to forgive is not somebody else. The hardest person to forgive is yourself. Some of our lives got messy. Can I hear an amen? Some of our lives are still messy. Can I hear an amen? You sit back and you look at your life, and some of the things that you did, you can't forgive yourself. You can't allow yourself to be free. You can't allow that past to go to the past that will not allow you to move to the future. And God wants you to know today that this is not just the season for you to receive forgiveness from Jesus, but it's also the season for you yourself, come on now, for you yourself to finally forgive you. You've tethered yourself down for so many years. You've not allowed yourself to accelerate for so many years. You've not allowed yourself to believe that what God says you can do because of your past. And the Lord is speaking to you today, and he's telling you so clearly, please, if I can forgive you, if I love to forgive you, it's time for you to forgive yourself. You see, I believe that that is one of the greatest things that halts the kingdom of God is when we ourselves no longer are willing to forgive ourselves. We hold ourselves into captivity. We hold ourselves at bay because of our past. Listen, you can never allow your past to destroy your future. Can you imagine if Saul, who became Paul, man, this dude was a tyrant. He beat up Christians. He put them in prison. He was a foul man. He held the coats as they stoned Stephen. He was a man that was zealous for religion, but he had never met Christ. But one day on that road to Damascus, he met the living Savior. He met Jesus, and Jesus changed his life. You see, but if Paul kept looking back and saying, well, I can't become Paul because I was once Saul, then he would never have written 13 books of the New Testament. He would never have perpetuated the doctrine that is set in order through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You see, there's a time in your life. Yes, every one of us, if we could reel time back, if we could have a massive eraser, if we could go back and relive a portion, we would all do that. There's something there in everybody's life. But watch, Jesus says this, you can't change the past, but I didn't come to have you live in the past. I came that you might live in the future. You see, God's got a plan for you. God's got a purpose for you. God's got a design for you, and you've got to let that past go. You've got to forgive yourself. You can't change it. You've got to move forward. See, this is the season not only to receive forgiveness from Jesus, but to start receiving forgiveness for yourself. And then the last portion, and I told my staff, I said, I'm going to be short today. And they laughed at me. I'm going to be short today. You need to live by faith, Brother Bruce. This is not just the season to receive forgiveness from Jesus. This is not just the season. Oh, yeah. How do I say that? There are people in the room that aren't even wise enough to realize they need forgiveness. They've so overrode the Holy Spirit that they no longer feel the conviction. And the Lord is bringing it back in a rush and in a gush. And you will have an opportunity to respond in a season of forgiveness. Forgiveness from Jesus. Forgiveness for yourself. But the last is, we need to start giving. Not another present. We need to start giving forgiveness to others. The greatest thing that you can give somebody in this season is that you forgive them. Ever met somebody who holds grudges? Man, they get old quick, don't they? Their face starts wrinkling. Then you just get around them and you start hearing them talk. Well, I was hurt. We've all been hurt. Are you a human? If you're a human, then turn to someone and say, I know you've been hurt. If you're married, turn to them and said, all right, I did it. Not bad, huh? Here's the truth is that we've all been hurt. Well, I was hurt in church. Well, grow up. That's what I'm supposed to say with a smile. Grow up. course you're going to get hurt in church. We're brothers and sisters. Did you ever get hurt when you were home with your brother and sister? Hello? Did you get along with everybody at your home? No, my children, my boys hated me from the age of 14 to 19. And thank God they got a revelation that their daddy is good. But we didn't get along with my sister Sherry. I love Sherry. She gave me a bloody nose one day. We were children. My sisters ganged up on me one time. They knocked me out. I forgive them, Lord. We don't get along with everybody. There's people in this church you're not going to get along with. You know what's always funny to me is when a couple gets divorced. Not that that's funny. But when a couple gets divorced, what they say to me is, well, I've got to leave the church. I say, where are you going to go? Well, I can't be in the same church as them. Then I said, you can't go to the same heaven with them. If you can't be in the same church, how will you go to the same heaven? You're going to go to the left side, they're going to go to the right? I mean, this is where we come to a reality that the greatest gift, there are people that are in this room, you've held grudges for 15, 20, 30 years, and you've not allowed a person to be free. But what you don't realize is that when you and I do not forgive, when we don't give this gift in this season, then what happens is the destruction is not on them. The destruction is on us. The destruction is not on them. Someone said back here, say it again. The destruction's on us. When you don't forgive somebody, they control your emotions. They own a section of your life. How do I know this? It's easy. When you see them, you get mad. When you see them, you get irritated. So they control an area of your life. You've surrendered because you refuse to forgive them, because you refuse to give them this season of forgiveness. You refuse to receive what you and I have received. Have you been forgiven by the Lord? How many of you lived a foul life before you were saved? How many of you have sinned after you've been saved? Once? Twice? Three times a lady. For all have sinned. If a man says he has not sinned, the Bible says in 1 John, he's a liar. But you see, what I love about Christ is he's not sitting there and saying, you sin one more time and I'll never forgive you again. He is so faithful, and he loves to forgive. And what has to happen in our own spirit is not only do we need to forgive ourselves, but we need to have a spirit of forgiveness coming from us. Now, it's not that you allow people to walk all over you. It's not that you allow them to take advantage of you, but you've got to forgive them. You see, because if your emotions are owned by them, then you don't own them. Listen now, if you stop talking to people, well, they're friends with so-and-so, so I'm not going to be their friend anymore. Then they now own your relationships. Well, I'm not going to that church anymore because so-and-so goes. Then they own your destination and destiny. I don't know about you. I'm not willing to give my destiny to anybody. I'm not willing to give my destination to anybody. You see, forgiveness is for you and I. And this is what Jesus is saying. As freely as you've received, freely give. What it does is it sets you free from the bondage of being owned by somebody else. You see, this is the season of forgiveness. This is the season that we get to celebrate the Messiah coming and being born as a virgin and from a virgin mom. And you and I watching Jesus grow up. Listen, he came to save his people from their sins. And one of the greatest sins that we can do is not get what we've already gotten. And that is forgiveness. How many of you know you got to forgive somebody? Now listen, sometimes this is a process. Can I hear an amen or oh my? Forgiveness, many people in the church world have made it sound like you've got to be their best friend again. That's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is, you don't have to be their best friend, but they don't control you anymore because you've allowed yourself to forgive them for the wound that they've had. You know, I give the example all the time, but it is so pertinent because it's on my physical body. That when I was a child, I was whittling backwards with my father's utility knife, which is a razor blade. I slipped. This was in the fourth grade. I slipped, and the razor blade went right down to the bone. There was no blood. It was such a perfect cut. I went to the doctor, and they put 3 stitches in, and later on, the stitches maturated, and it was time to take them out, and my dad's cheap, so he said, I'll take them out for you. Anybody have a father like that? He wasn't a medical doctor. Took out my stitches, and that night I had a basketball game. And I was point man. I know you. It's hard to believe, but I was point man, 4'11". I turned, and I hit the guy who was pressing, and it hit my thumb, and it tore that wound open. It didn't get cut. It tore it open, and blood just started spurting everywhere all over the court. It was awesome. They grabbed the towel, put it over my thumb, and when I got home, my dad says, you don't need stitches. We'll just butterfly it together and put a popsicle stick on. Listen, I will never, ever, ever forget the experience. I have the scar, but it doesn't hurt anymore. You see, when we come to the place of truly forgiving people, it's not that you will ever forget the experience. It's not that you will ever forget the wound. But yet, there comes a place in your life when you forgive them that wound, yes, you will always remember, but it does not hurt anymore. This is the season of forgiveness. Stop allowing people to control your life. And what I have found truthfully and honestly is that the majority of people that have wounded other people, it was accidental and not on purpose. How many people have hurt somebody else in the room? Amen. How many of you have been hurt by somebody? How many have been hurt by somebody at church? I promise the longer in this church, I will offend you. I will hurt you, I promise. But pastor, you're not supposed to. No, that's not true. The truth is that people are people, and sometimes things get done that aren't meant to be done. And we take a hold of that. We don't forgive somebody, and it starts to grow up. Listen, grown-up unforgiveness is bitterness. And God wants to save you from becoming that crotchety old man and woman that all you do is you got wrinkles that have been born on your face because you're so nasty and mean and vicious. You walk around and everything that comes out of your mouth is vile and venom, and you can't wait to dissect somebody. You wait for somebody to do something stupid so you can revel in their stupidity. And if you can't find something, you make it up because inside you're so gangrene. You're so dead because you've allowed unforgiveness to come into your life. So I tell these couples, well, pastor, I just can't come to that church because I'm divorced now. Come to a different service. You better get used to this. You got a long time in heaven because the Bible makes a declaration. And it is so amazing. It is so clear. By shout, it is clear. Shout, it is clear. Listen, you won't like this verse, but it is clear. Matthew 6:15. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive you.
Selah.
Oh, for those who don't know, that means ponder this. Let's drop the microphone. They were all, look at the sound man were going, no, no, pastor, no. See, this is where we are in the best season. You have the greatest opportunity this year to do the greatest things with this season of forgiveness. You can receive it because you need it from Christ. Can I hear an amen? You can receive it for yourself. Some of you need to forgive yourself. You've just not allowed yourself to be forgiven from your past. And listen, Jesus forgave you. It's time for you to forgive you. And then some of you need to give forgiveness to somebody. It can come from a letter. It can come from a phone call. It can come from an email. It can come from a text. It should come in person. Oh, I'll end with this. I've told this story before. I think that's my second ending, right? So I got one more to go. I had this man that stole $20,000+ from my wife and I and displaced us from our house. Let me tell you, I started hating him. Listen, you can do whatever you want to me, but don't touch my family. I'll kill you with the love of Jesus. And I remember I'm out mowing the lawn, and I'm thinking of ways to help him disappear. No, it really wasn't good. Yeah, I'm not from here. Thinking of ways to help him disappear. And the Holy Spirit said to me, is he worth going to hell over? And I said, that's not fair. He stole a lot of money. He displaced my family. We left the house that we loved, that we built specifically the way we wanted it. And now we're in renting a house down on Sing Sing Road. I lost $20,000+. Is he worth going to hell over? And I said, no. He said, then take him out to breakfast. You pay for it and ask his forgiveness.
What?
I had an opportunity. I had an opportunity to give forgiveness in a season. Or I had an opportunity to become a bitter old man, which means I wouldn't have been standing here today, which means you wouldn't be sitting there today, which means some of you would never have been born again. Your life has direct connection. I took him out to breakfast. We both ordered. I looked him in the eyes and I said, listen, man, I need to ask your forgiveness. Now, listen, let me tell you what I wanted to say. You jerk. You stole all that money from my family, all that work from my family, and I'm going to forgive you. That's what I wanted to say. But the Lord told me, he says, look him in the eyeballs. This is what I said. I need to ask you to forgive me. Because I was having very bad thoughts towards you and bitterness towards you. And I would ask that you would forgive me. Is that something that you'd be willing to do? And he looked at me. And he said, well, of course I forgive you. No problem at all. And then he wanted to chit-chat. And I looked at him and I said, hey, man, you have a great day. I just paid for breakfast. Have a good day. Gone. I didn't even touch the eggs. Why? I didn't want to be his friend. But I didn't want him to own me either. My question to you, are you trying to tell me I need to stop? This is the greatest season we have in front of us. And guess what? This is the only 2017 Christmas season you're going to have. Some of you need to actively forgive people. This Christmas, you need to bury the hatchet. Listen, I'm not saying be their best friend. But you gotta stop allowing them to own you. And that's what unforgiveness does. And today I challenge you to be a person that will forgive other people. If you'll bow your heads with me this morning, there are some of you this morning that do not know Jesus as your Savior, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to be forgiven today by Christ. I can't forgive you of your sins. I can't wash your sins away. This church can't make you saved. Going to a church doesn't make you saved, just like going to McDonald's doesn't make you a hamburger. But this is a location where the presence of the Lord is. And if you have sin in your life, you're not sure if you're going to heaven, you're not sure if you're right. Today, those who call upon the name of the Lord, today, those who will declare that I want Christ, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him to the dead, you shall be saved. Today, if you need the forgiveness of Christ to know that you're a son and daughter of the Most High, I'm going to give you that opportunity. Today, maybe you're sitting there and you've never forgiven yourself from the past. And today is your day. This is the season. This is the time. This is the moment to forgive yourself. I want to start there. This morning, if you have not forgiven yourself for your past, with everyone's head bowed and eye closed, mind your own business. If that is you this morning, you need to forgive yourself this morning, I want you to raise your hand up right now. Amen. Hands are up all over the room. I'd like you all to pray with me right out loud. Dear Jesus, thank you for forgiving me. But right now, my issue is me forgiving me. Lord, this morning, I make a conscious choice. I forgive myself of the sin, the sins, the lifestyle that I once lived, that you already forgave me for. And today, I choose to be free. I choose to forgive myself. I choose to break the ties of the past. I choose to run forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Paul made that statement. He says, I forget those things which are behind, and I press on towards the mark of the high call. This morning, with your heads bowed one more time, today, if you need to forgive somebody else, I want you to raise your hand up too. Amen. Hands are up all over the place. Can you be honest? Do you have people you need to forgive? Well, I don't want to raise my hand. Well, guess what? Sometimes you got to do things you don't like. You ever take your kids for an inoculation? It's not fun hearing your baby cry, but you know you took care of them. Come on. If you need to forgive somebody, I want you to raise your hand up right now. Amen. Let's pray right out loud. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for forgiving me. You know what this person did. You know they even did it on purpose. They did it more than once. But today, I make a conscious choice. You forgave me. I'm going to forgive them. Lord, I don't know if I can do it myself. I need you to help me. I need you to help me forgive them. So today, I lay them down. I stop giving them the opportunity to control my life. You and you only have the reins. Today, I forgive them. I forgive them. Come on. I forgive them. Now I want you to say their name. Supernaturally, God's doing something right now in your heart. He's healing your heart. He's healing your heart. He's healing your heart. Today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior and you want Him, you need Him. This is the first, the very, very, very best. He sent His Son to save us from our sins. Today, if you do not know Christ and today you want to go to heaven, today you want to be called a child of God, you want your sins washed away, you want to be born again. Today, if that's you, I want you to raise your hand up. You've never been born again before. Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else this morning you want to be born again? Come on, I'm not going to wait long. Come on, get your hand up, sir. Five, come on, get your hand up. Three. Thank you, ma'am. Oh, it's a young man right there. Praise God. You know what? I'm very proud of you. You don't have to wait till you're older to be born again. I'm going to give one more shot. Can you imagine? The greatest present you ever had stays under your tree, and you never choose to open it. One more time. How many of you want salvation? Last shot. Thank you. Anybody else? Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. Today, if you raise your hand to give your heart to the Lord, I'm going to ask you to be brave. Can I ask everybody to do one thing? Can you all turn to the person next to you with very sweetness in your spirit and say, if you didn't raise your hand or you did, I'll go up with you if you want to be saved today. Can you do that? Turn to the person next to you. Now listen, if you raise your hand to be born again, I'd like you to be brave and meet me right here, right now. Come right out of your chair. No one's going to condemn you. We're going to shout with you. Come on, come right out of your chair. Hallelujah. That's right. Bring somebody with. Bring that little boy. Bring him on up. Very proud of you. Come on, come on. Let heaven shout. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. This is your day. The greatest Christmas present you will ever have is getting ready to open up right now. That is Jesus to forgive every sin that you've ever done. You know, being young, you got a little advantage. Probably haven't sinned a lot. Oh, you did, huh? We won't talk about that out loud. This is Mindy right here, and she's going to lead you to salvation right over here in the corner. We're going to get you Bibles. We're going to encourage you. We want you to know it's not just the end. This is not it. This is not the end. This is the beginning. The beginning. This is the beginning. So if you'll follow Mindy right over to the corner, we want to make sure we pray with you. I'm proud of you all. Follow Mindy right on over here. She's going to pray with you all, get your Bibles, build you up. I'm proud of you. Can you give God a shout for the season of forgiveness? Come on, give God a shout for the season of forgiveness. Father, we honor you this morning. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Jesus, for desiring us. Thank you that today we can be free and free indeed for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. And everybody declared, we love you. Serve God with all of your heart. Make sure you lead at least one soul to Christ this week in Jesus' name.